This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Trends are popular when it comes to clothing and music, but it's also popular in the world of baby names. I feel like more and more parents are trying to come up with unique and creative names, and maybe ones that are really hard to spell or pronounce.
Yeah. Like TV shows influence that too, like Khaleesi or Edward, you know.
Edward?
Yeah, like Team Edward back in the day.
Okay, yes. So that might explain what names are popular right now. So the top trending baby name for a boy is Air.
No.
Just Air, like
A-I-R-E.
Oh, there's an E at the end?
Mm-hmm. You made it cool.
Oh, no.
Air. Hey, Air.
That's not fair.
What's hey, up? Air.
Air.
No. And for girls, it's Luxury.
Oh, that. If you name yourself Luxury, it has the exact opposite connotation. Like, you're like, I think someone super poor named it that. Like, honestly, like,
yeah, that's just.
Better
it's
a Kardashian.
Best.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the best.
No.
There's one name, though, that won't be trending anytime soon. An expecting dad took on social media asking them to help him change his wife's mind on the name she wanted for their baby, Charles. Now, typically, Charles isn't an issue and would be really cute for a baby, but not for this couple. That's because their last name is Manson. So the little boy's name would be Charles Manson.
To everyone else in the world, this is a definite no. Like, no, I can't even believe the mom. Like, you would think the dad was like, that's fine. The mom was still saying that was okay?
Well, the man's wife claimed that there had been enough time.
Never enough time.
And that it wasn't a big deal. After all, she wanted the name Charles because it was the name of her brother who had recently passed, and she wanted to honor him. I get it.
Okay, here's a hint for you. If your last name is Manson, Charles is always off the table. The exact same way if your last name is Hitler, Adolf is going to be off the table.
Right.
Those are givens.
Well, so the husband, he went to Reddit and he posted the whole situation. Many commented and said, no, cannot do this. So thankfully, the wife was able to read many of those comments, and after reading those, she did change her mind. So they found an alternative name. The baby's name will be Kian Summit Manson. And there's still a nod to the wife's late brother because one of his favorite places to go was camping at Summit Lake in Indiana.
Okay. All right, well, that's good. She still honors him. Manson. That's kind of a cool name. I think I would go full on in on this and just change my last name.
At that point, like, you just don't want to take any chances. But yeah, there's never enough time that's going to pass to where that's going to be an okay name.
No, absolutely not. All right, that's going to do it for your news. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
So you always wonder if you raised your kids right or not. And there's one dad that is for sure, because he got a surprise. For over 9 months, his daughter Delaney kept a secret from her that ended up from him that ended up saving his life. She's a 25-year-old nurse, and she wanted to be a kidney donor for her dad because he was on dialysis like 4 or 5 times a week.
Aww.
And like for hours every day, and he was in like dire straits, but he told her no. You know, he's like, I'm not taking your kidney, as any good father would do.
Okay, so I know you have kidney stones all the time. Would you never take a kidney from your daughter, even if she was a match?
No, I would not want one, no. I'm curious if she would give me one. Let me text her real quick. Hey, H, would you give me a kidney?
Would you give him a kidney?
If would I?
Yeah.
Needed.
Ooh, yeah. That's a tough call.
And I'm not giving her any other context either, which this will be a fun text for her.
Maybe if Wally offered me free Chick-fil-A for like the rest of my life, then yes.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
That's expensive.
You know, yeah. So what's really interesting about this story, she was like, look, I'm going to do it. I don't care if he's mad at me. I don't care if he kicks me out of the house.
Oh, wow.
I don't care if he never speaks to me the rest of his life. At least he'll be living a good life and not hooked up to a machine.
Aww.
So John, her dad, remembers the call he got and how excited that he was, found a donor, because he wasn't expecting that. So all of a sudden he gets a donor and is like, yeah, let's go. Let's do this.
And he doesn't know who that person
is. No, it was an anonymous donor. And the hospital then had to jump through all the hoops to keep them separated and not let them know. And there's months of planning, too, for her to get tested and stuff. And so they go and they have the operation in rooms right next to each other, never see each other.
What?
They recover in rooms just a few doors apart.
No.
And then finally, she comes in a hospital gown one day, walks in, and he knew instantly what she had done. And
oh, was he mad?
No, obviously there are tears and stuff. And like any good young woman, she TikToked the whole thing, which is so great. But that's how we know about it, you know, and it got like, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views. And she says she hopes that her family story helps raise awareness for organ donation, because there are like 104,000 people currently waiting for an organ transplant right now. And it could be years for some of them, and some don't make it.
Yeah. You know. What did Haley say, your daughter? Did she say anything?
Who's this?
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Before Betty became Betty Rock, she was Betty Lou, you know, and she had humble beginnings before she became a superstar on the radio. And I'm curious, what was one of your, like, more difficult or worse jobs?
Well, I would say the one that I got fired from.
Whoa. Okay.
I was a receptionist at a chiropractic office. And first off, I would never get the color of the scrubs right. So
right.
Like on Mondays it was blue, or on Tuesdays right. It was pink or whatever. I always wore the wrong one, so I stood out like a sore thumb. But on top of that, I refused to get adjusted by the doctors. They wanted me to so that I could tell their customers, oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what you should do. But I refused that. And they never told me that was something I had to do once I got the job.
Right.
So they had already hired me, then I refused, and then they were like, and you're gone.
Oh, you had to be fun. Here's the girl that won't get her back cracked for free. Okay,
that's
you're a
true.
Problem.
And now I do it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to ask you that. Like,
But I was young.
But you know what? It led you to here, and that's important. Gavin, what was your worst job?
Oh, worst job? Oh, man. I owe so much to the
shoe
store.
Don't say this one.
Yeah, he's still like, I'm still climbing up. Oh, Betty and I are falling down.
No, the shoe store was, I can't complain too much, but the... you do meet sort of those certain quote-unquote Karens in the retail world where you're just like, man, I did not want to have to deal with this today, and I dealt with it five times.
I don't think I could work with the public.
No.
There are great people out there, but there are some...
Yeah, I get that. Like, my worst job was I had to work in an AC or in a factory's cleaning out AC ducts, basically like a modern day chimney sweep in the big square ducts that you see the industrial stuff above you.
Because you were so small.
I was the smallest person, so I could crawl. I literally had to lay on your back and crawl and vacuum
like
it all out.
Like Die Hard.
Yeah, it was horrible. Worst job I've ever had in my life.
Did you run into things like rats?
No, I didn't see anything, so that was good. It was just, you had to wear a oxygen rebreather
thing.
And it was not a good job. I'm thankful every day to be here. So we all have humble beginnings, and so do celebrities. That's what we're going to do. We'll play the day job game here. Where I'm going to give you a celebrity, and I'm going to give you some options of a job they did before they became famous. You get 2 out of 3 right, and you can win a prize. And I'm not going to tell you who it is right now, because you could Google, so it's going to be a surprise for you, all right? So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play the day job game, 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll play right now.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, because I'm working for a living.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Lisa, welcome to the day job game. Now, the way it works is I'm going to give you 3 celebrities, because before they became famous, they all had normal jobs just like you and me. We're ham and eggers, you know, we're getting it done. And so, you just have to tell me what you think their original job was. You good with that?
I I think so.
Okay, good. We're going to start off with the lovely, the talented Miss Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Yeah, she's an actress.
Oh, was she the princess in Enchanted?
Yes, she was.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, like I'm surprised that you had to think about it. I knew that instantly. So was Amy Adams a hairdresser, a waitress at Hooters, a nanny, or a typist? What do you think?
Before you gave me the list, I thought nanny, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay, well, that would have been a good job for her to do, and she seems like she could be kind of motherly.
Yeah, she'd be a great nanny.
Yeah, apparently she was also a great Hooters waitress.
No, she was not.
Look at you, Ron.
No, she was not.
Yeah, she was. She
Amy.
Was a waitress at Hooters. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I didn't expect that one.
Yeah, I didn't either, actually.
It really puts a damper on all those Disney movies that she was in.
All right, here we go. Barack Obama, former president Barack Obama, was he a porter, a car salesman, an undertaker, or an ice cream vendor? What job President Barack Obama do?
Let's go with undertaker.
Undertaker. Wow. That's an interesting guess. Why that?
You know, I agree with you, Lisa. I don't know. There's something about him that he looks like he could look down on you and he would say to you, have you thought of where you'd like to lay for the rest of your life?
I don't know. I'm just going with the first thing that pops in my head.
Well, I can tell you this. He was not an undertaker. He actually was an ice cream vendor.
Really?
He worked at Baskin Robbins in 1978. Can you believe that?
No.
Wow.
So right now, every kid at Dunkin' Donuts or Baskin Robbins, because they're kind of combined, you could be president. I want you to hear this. Hear me.
Right?
You think you're in a dead-end job, but apparently you could be president of the United States.
But listen, if you're working at the one that's down the street from the station,
you have no chance.
Anywhere.
No. You have no chance.
They're the worst location
They
ever.
Do nothing right. Oh, I'm so sorry that didn't work out today, Lisa, but you know what? We think you did an okay job, so we still have a lovely parting gift for you, okay?
All right, thank you guys. Y'all are great.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And, you know, there are penalties that people pay for things. There are fines that you have to pay. And one of the best fines I came across is from the U.S. Navy. It is a $5 fine at their Top Gun program, their Navy fighter school that the movie Top Gun was based on.
Uh-huh.
They have a fine for any staff member that does what? What do you think that $5 fine would be?
That goes shirtless during a volleyball game.
Nice, but no, they do not. They encourage that.
They worked hard for those bodies.
Yeah, exactly. Gavin.
How about they wear their super cool sunglasses for more than the optimal or allowed amount of time that you can look that cool?
That's true. Or like wearing them inside.
Yeah.
No. The $5 fine is for any staff member that quotes the movie Top Gun.
That's
really
awesome.
Yes, isn't that great?
Like a jar, like a dollar jar. I love that.
It's like, I feel the need for speed. $5, sir. I love that.
You notice, though, that the fine isn't for if they quote from Iron Eagle.
No.
Another flight movie that is just as bad.
Just Top Gun. That's it. So, with that, what is a fine that you think should be levied on people? Betty Rock.
Oh, I got one.
$5 fine.
And I think you two would agree with me. Unless you're in a classroom, do not correct my grammar, my spelling, whatever. I'm not in a classroom. I'm not your student.
Right.
So I'm fining you $5.
I agree with that one, 100%.
Yeah.
Mine would be a $5 fine for companies that make me create accounts. Just to do anything with
passwords.
Yeah.
They're getting ridiculous.
It's driving me nuts. Like, I got tickets for the Chris Tomlin Good Friday show. I'm like, oh, this is great. And I was like, get your digital tickets. I'm like, all right. And then Ticketmaster. Oh, by the way, you need an account. Oh, I'm fining you. You give us fines all that or fees. I'm fining you $5. I don't need an account for this.
Rightfully so.
Knuckleheads. Gavin, $5 fine.
Mine also is one directed towards companies, more like fast food chains. $5 fine for every time you're out of something really little and dumb. Like, we went to Dunkin' the other day, and they didn't have gloves to make food,
How
so we couldn't
dumb.
Get our food,
yeah.
It's
and
so
they
dumb.
Still charged us And we had to go through an app to get the money back. Yeah.
And I never did, by the way. So
yeah. I'll get on them.
Thank you.
I'm not going to let that die.
All right. So what is your $5 fine that you would levy on somebody? Like Top Gun fines their people $5 for quoting the movie Top Gun, which I love. So what's your $5 fine that you think should be imposed? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So what is a $5 fine you think should be imposed on somebody, Allison?
Yeah, definitely. I think we should have a $5 fine for anyone that uses a filter on social media and doesn't let everyone else know that they're using it.
Oh, and the filters these days are getting so much more realistic, too. Like, I saw one where they're making you look like you have glam makeup on, and it looks so real. I agree with you.
I know.
You know, companies have to have disclaimers that say, you know, these are professional actors, not real people when they're, like, selling products. Oh, that should be the same thing on the internet.
I agree.
I actually saw that France is implementing something like that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Might be the first time I've ever agreed with the French, except for fries.
Yeah, can't disagree with that.
In my family, we kind of have a motto, and it's finish strong. And I wanted to instill the idea in my daughter from a young age that it's easy to start something, but it's harder to see it through to the end.
But when you do, it feels so good. I started and finished 2 degrees at Colorado Christian University, and I'm so glad I did.
So why not start your degree in 2023 so you can do more in 2024?
Some of CCU's degrees can be completed in a little over a year. Like in the healthcare industry, you can finish your RN to BSN online nursing program with 9 courses in as little as 14 months without changing your work schedule.
Plus, if you started somewhere else and have not finished yet, make this your year to get it done. CCU has a generous policy for transferring credits from other colleges. In fact, you can even get a scholarship for transferring credits.
So don't put it off another day, because when 2024 rolls around, you could be finishing up a degree or wishing you had started in 2023.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
Technology is responsible for some of our greatest joys in life, like the ability to stay in contact with friends and family, play games on our phone, and then I think everyone's favorite, probably TikTok.
Yeah.
We always need that, but I think technology can often be our greatest stressor in life as well. We've had a few weird hiccups this morning with tech, and it's just sometimes it's hard to say yes to it all the time. But that was the case for one man who says that Apple's Find My Phone app technology.
Yeah, it's a great feature. If you lose your phone,
yeah.
We lost a friend of ours lost his phone at Disney World, the park, and the Magic Kingdom, and we logged into his Find My iPhone from my phone. We watched his phone walk out of the park way to the front of the park thinking someone stole it, but then they got to the front and they turned it in. You're like, good. It was great.
And so you got to see that, but one man in Texas says that there's some kind of glitch in Apple's software causing multiple angry people to show up at his house looking for their lost stolen phones, but the phone isn't there. There's just this glitch that tells them it's there, and it sounds like it's getting kind of stressful for this guy.
Had to wake up and go answer the door and explain to them that I don't have their device, and people don't tend to believe you.
Well, the cops are on their way over here, so you may want to come talk to me before they come here.
Oh, no. Yeah, because I know everyone's going to feel that they've been robbed, you know, and so they're upset, and I'm calling the cops, and then this poor guy's got to deal with this time and time and time again.
Exactly, and these people that show up, they're already prepared for a fight, you know.
Because they want that phone back, and it's like an expensive piece of technology.
Has Apple said anything?
So he says this has happened dozens of times, and he's reached out to Apple to try and get stuff figured out, but they haven't made any progress on
this. I don't
even
know who you would call. Like, I mean, like, that's the problem with all the technology. Like, there's less human interaction with things, and you have all these free things that you can use that are great, but then it's like, well, who do I call, you know, to actually work on this problem when you're just one small problem? You know, it's a huge problem for you, but it's a small thing for them.
Exactly. So because he hasn't made any progress with Apple, he's actually reached out to his local news, and they've shared, like, that, you know, video of the Ring doorbell, you got all these angry people showing up. I think I saw it on the news this morning.
I saw it on Good Morning America. Yeah. It went national. That's the way you get things solved. You have to get it on like national, you know, television or radio things to get it done.
And this guy says he has like two young kids and a wife, so it's like you want to keep your family safe because you just don't know. Like he even said, he's like, I don't know who's going to show up here with a weapon, who's going to be so angry that they're willing to do something they would regret.
Yeah, he might have to move. That's his last solution. Like, I'm just going to move. And then he forgets his iPhone, leaves it at the house, and then has to go back and get it. That'd be funny. Well, there you go. That is going to do it for your newsish. Thank you, Gavin. Love what you got, light up the lot. No one can rock the way you rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and time is running out. In fact, the deadline is this Sunday at midnight. If you want to nominate your kid for a chance to go to Camp Electric for free, a little scholarship there. Come to Nashville the week of the 10th in July, and your kid could learn all about how to be a better musician, singer, songwriter, videographer, whatever. It's a creative arts camp taught by some of the best in the business, and it's all Christian-based, and these people are pouring into your kids creatively, but also spiritually, which is amazing. And that's the best part of Camp Electric. So if you think, man, my kid needs to be part of this, just tell us about them. All you have to do is let us know why they should be able to go to Camp Electric.
And you can do that when you text ROCK to 91979. That's ROCK to 91979.
Now, Gavin, you have somebody that went this route and nominated somebody already?
Yeah, Marissa, she nominated her sister, Naomi. And again, you can nominate anyone in your life. You can nominate, you don't have to be a family member. They could be a kid at your school, a kid at your church. But what Marissa said about Naomi, she said, my sister is 15 years old and has been struggling with her mental health recently. Within the last year, she's been making decisions that are leading her further and further away from God. I truly believe that this could be a good opportunity for her to come back to her faith and hopefully learn a lot about music from people that are passionate about it, but also passionate about Christ, and that she can connect with on that level.
Well, there you go. That's a great reason. And find yours. Again, you can be a parent, you can be a sibling, you can be a guidance counselor, youth leader, whatever. Just tell us about that kid and why Camp Electric would be good for them. And get that in before Sunday night. So text ROCK, R-O-C-K, to 91979, and we will send you the link.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. A little good news, giddy up. It's three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you because the regular news can be a bit of a bummer, and so hopefully this will make you feel a little bit better today. So we're going to start with you, Betty Rock. Good news, giddy up. Go.
There's a couple in Wisconsin. They won $18,000 in a raffle at the Milwaukee Brewers game last year.
Nice.
They used it to pay for fertility treatments and they just had their first baby.
Oh, wow.
So their son, Foster, he was born in February, and they took him to his first Brewers game.
Cute, but it is kind of a miss. How did you not name him Brewer?
Oh, that is cute.
You know, right? Oh. That would have been awesome. But hey, congratulations to them. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There are two teenagers. They attacked this guy at a Chick-fil-A in Virginia, and one of them even pulled a knife.
Oh, man.
But luckily for this guy, three Marines happened to be there.
Nice.
And they put a stop to it. I can just picture the scene being like that cool. Well, I guess not cool that you got attacked, but
you picture yourself being one of the Marines.
I mean, like,
we
sure
all do.
I'd be 6 inches taller and, you know,
ripped, not scared,
but not piddling in the corner.
Exactly.
But one of them actually like broke the handle of the knife, so they were able to stop that. These guys fled, but then cops arrested them. But in all, this could have gone a lot worse. And thanks to those Marines, that guy didn't have his night completely ruined.
There you go. And then this was kind of crazy. Somebody stole a 3-year-old kid's brand new Spider-Man bike. Come on. The cops are still looking for the guy, but the kid already has a new bike because there was a woman who generously bought him a new one to replace the bike.
Aww.
And so right there you go, oh, that's really good. And that's cool. She heard about it and did it. But what you don't know about this story that makes it even cooler is this lady is currently homeless, living out of her car. She heard about the story. She used what little money she had to buy him the Spider-Man bike and a matching helmet, and she dropped it off at the police station. And this is where it gets paid forward again. Now there's a nonprofit that is helping raise money to get her back on her feet.
Oh, nice.
So it's really cool. Like, she did something good and kind out of the just generosity of her heart, and then maybe now people are rallying around her to do something good for her, too. And there you go. That's why we call it Good News Giddy Up. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Gavin, I'm going to ask you a question because I think I pretty much know Betty Rock's answer. When you are out to eat with some friends, you're kind of sitting there, and your food comes out, and theirs has not come out yet, and it's taken a minute, what do you do?
I actually have realized that I have a procedure for this, and it is one bite. I allow myself one bite. If my food is at the table before theirs, I allow myself one good bite of that food, and then I wait so that I can enjoy, you know, the greater part of that meal with that person.
Okay, because Betty Rock, I suspect, will finish her meal entirely before the other people's meal gets there.
Oh, yeah, no question. Oh. Yeah. And they don't assume otherwise.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you know, if people know you, like, that's just Betty.
Well, you got to get it while it's popping hot.
I know. See, I don't do that. I'm more in Gavin's camp. Like, especially, like, say I order a burger, and a burger comes with fries. My strategy is I will eat fries not my burger till they get there, and I will offer them fries. Hey, why don't you have some of my fries while we all wait together? Foreign concept to Betty.
No.
And so Betty Rock, though.
Here's the thing, though. If the tables were turned, yeah. I would let them eat before me.
I do tell people if their meal comes out first, I'm like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Eat.
Yeah.
But then when they do, I'm like, oh, no. Then I try to guilt them into it, you know. 62% of people say that it's not cool to start eating your meal before everyone else's food has arrived.
Oh, that's get over Betty. Yourself.
It's true. No, it's true. Like there are good people in this world, and Betty's not one of them. So let's find out where you land, all right? Five calls it. I would like to take your temperature, the pulse of the people. Very simple question. When your food comes out, is it cool to start before everyone gets there? That easy. 555-855. Lots of numbers.
Start over?
I blanked out.
855-33-WAY-FM.
I legitimately just forgot every number that was in there.
You skipped the first number. And
yeah, and I went to the television thing like 555. Like,
I have no wow, idea. That's what you get for making fun of me.
855-33-WAY-FM.
You know it.
I literally just
forgot. Said it for years.
I know, and it left me in that moment. So do you wait or do you not wait when your food gets to the table before everyone else's when you eat? Want to find out if you're more like heroes like Gavin and myself or villains like Betty Rock? 855-33-WAY-FM. Five calls it. We'll go now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Martha, thank you for joining us for Five Calls It. You're out to eat with your friends. Your meal comes, theirs does not come. Do you wait like Gavin and I, or do you go ahead and just face down hog trough it like Betty Rock without any concern for anybody else? What do you do?
Okay, well, I was raised to wait, but Betty Rock is just fine.
Yeah, I'm okay.
It doesn't matter what other people do. People will stop eating out with you, Wally, if you're going to give them a hard time about the way they eat.
Oh, I don't care if they eat. I just wouldn't do it to them. It's just part of being like a believer, a human, you know, those kind of things. Well, Martha, thanks for getting us kicked off here.
I'm going to pray for you, Wally.
How is this my fault?
You're too judgmental.
All right, Tisha, you're up. Do you wait or do you eat when your food gets to the table before everyone else's?
Well, we are on a road trip, and my husband and I are saying wait, and our son is in the back seat, and he says if it's piping hot, he is going to go ahead and eat.
Absolutely. And yeah. As a parent, you want to keep your kids eating and keep their little mouths full so they're quiet and occupied.
Well, maybe that's how you should treat me then, Wally. Yes. Treat me as a child, okay? True.
I thought I did. All right, Carolyn, you're up. Do you wait for everyone to get their meal or do you go ahead and start eating when it comes to the table?
I wait because I think it'd be like rubbing it in that you have your food and they don't.
You know what? Carolyn, how old are you?
11.
Oh, I love this. I think you are so smart. You're so kind already. Betty Rock will not only eat her food, she will rub it in. She's like, these fries are the best I've ever had. You want one? No.
Carolyn, if you had a friend that ate their food while you were sitting there without yours, would you think worse of them?
No.
See? She's not judgmental.
She's just holding herself to a higher standard, and that's why Carolyn's going places, and we love her. So thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good day. All right, Forrest, you're up. Do you wait for everybody's food to get to the table, or do you go ahead and dive in?
Absolutely wait. I mean, come on. Better to have warm friendship and a little bit of cold food there. Love you, Betty Rock. But
yeah.
than to have, you know, warm food and your friendship went south. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you at least got to share. You at least got to offer them some. Like, she won't even offer. Like, if you at least if yeah, you offer, exactly. it's okay.
That's only with you, Wally.
Okay, thanks. All right, Emery, you're up. Five calls it. What do you do? Do you eat or wait when your food gets to the table before everybody else's?
I wait. I was just raised to, I don't know, put others before yourself. I wait.
You were raised by either Christians or kind people and not wolves.
Wait a minute!
Okay, no, I...
Emery, we asked for your opinion. No. We didn't ask for your judgment.
That you got as a sign for free.
You're right.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
I'm not the parent of a child. I mean, I feel like I am sometimes being around Gavin and Wally, but
you're welcome.
I can't imagine how difficult it is to want to see your kids succeed and having to watch them from the sidelines. Actor Ben Affleck knows this all too well. He realized his behavior at his 11-year-old son's basketball games were getting a bit out of hand. He said he was embarrassing himself, complaining loudly about calls that the refs made in the games, and told himself he just needs to calm down.
I get that, like passively aggressive. Oh, did you see that? Wow, I'd hate to be that guy. You know,
right. Yeah. But it's a game, and it's meant for fun, and it's 11-year-old kids. Well, his passion comes from a good place, though. He said, quote, "We want our children to succeed. We want to help them. We love them so much. And yet the real challenge is to get out of the way and let them do it on their own."
The hardest part is letting your kids fail. Because you have to let them fail as well. They have to try things. They have to not succeed. And when you do everything for them to succeed, then it takes away even the accomplishment for them. Mm-hmm. But it's super hard, especially in sports, man. Like, my daughter was never sporty. Thank the Lord. Because, like, she played soccer in, like, when she was four.
Uh-huh.
And I still remember this day, this one bigger kid walking over to her, looking at her, and then just shoving her to the ground.
Boo.
I lost my ever-loving.
I could see you being one of those dads that starts screaming and yelling.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, that's like, wasn't even part of the game. That was just a little jerk kid. And I got so, and I was yelling on the sideline as a dad. Everyone thinks I'm crazy because I don't know if anyone else saw it. But I wanted to remove that child from the game myself, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So I get it. I've been worked up
before.
But
you want her to learn to, you know, handle it on her own and know how to take up for herself.
Yeah,
and if her dad keeps bailing her out, how is she going to do it?
That's right. That's right. I'm still trying to learn that lesson. She's 24. But I'll get it one day. And Ben Affleck at least is ahead of me. He's learning it when she's a lot younger. So there you go. That's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Betty Rock and Gavin, when you were a kid, if you could have gone to any kind of camp, what camp would have been something you would have gone to because of like what you were into?
Frog Giggin Camp.
Oh, what? That would be a good one. Yeah. He's not from the South.
Do you know what frog gigging is?
No.
There's these frogs, and you go out at night, and you catch them.
Well, gigging is with a spear.
Oh,
well, I would
harpoon?
Do it. But this would be like kid friendly.
Yeah.
You just catch them with your hand.
Frog catching camp.
Isn't that like what you could do in a backyard? Like
No, these are different kind of frogs.
Okay.
Gavin, what would yours be?
So strange. It would be a don't judge this, please.
Already gone.
Yeah.
It would be a find your fashion camp.
Oh,
no.
I was, if I'm thinking back to being like fifth or sixth grade, I remember seeing my friends who like were like testing fashion trends, and I was like, oh, I want to be just like them.
Yeah.
I was kind of a poser back then. I wish that at that point I'd found it myself.
Gotcha. I you know what? Yours isn't too far off of mine. Mine was a everyone has to be your friend camp. I'd love to go to that. Well, that's why when you hear our sad camps, I'm really glad that there is Camp Electric. Woo! And we, every year, get to send a kid to camp for free. And it's a creative arts camp, and it centers around music. Whether you play guitar, sing, you know, drums, bass, keyboards, piano, singer, songwriter, whatever. You could go, you know, if you're between the ages of 13 and 19, and have a great experience, learn more about your instrument and about being better at that skill, but then it's also a great time of worship and faith, and it's taught by some of the best in the Christian music industry. And so we love partnering with Camp Electric, and we love sending kids every year. So it's very easy. If you want to nominate a kid, it can be your kid, it can be a kid that you know that maybe you work with at school or at church or something. You can nominate them too if you think this sounds like it would be good for them. July 10th in Nashville is the Camp Electric, and all you have to do is text ROCK, R-O-C-K, ROCK, to 91979, and we will send you a link. But the deadline for entry is this Sunday, so don't wait. If you didn't want to do the contest per se, and you just want to send your kid, you can also use the promo code WALLY and save $124 when signing up. So that's another nice little added thing for you. But man, we'd love to hear your stories of why you think this kid deserves to go to Camp Electric, but get them in. Again, Sunday is the deadline. ROCK to 91979 is how you can enter. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We're doing a little snap judgment. You guys are looking at me. I got my headphones halfway put on. They're like just hanging off my head.
It's a look.
It's a strong look, isn't it? No, I'm
it's
sorry.
It's something.
It got caught on my head. Okay. Anyway, snap judgment. I'm so sorry. So here's what we do. We put up two songs. Betty Rock knows them. Gavin and I do not. And she plays a snap of the song, a little snippet. And we decide if we like the song or not based on that. And then we play the hook to see if our opinion changes. And at the end of this, the two songs, you will get to decide which of these two songs gets played in its entirety. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that song makes it into the rotation here at Way FM. So with that, Lady Rock, what is the snap for song number one?
Well, the first one is called My Light.
My Light, L-I-G-H-T.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we
Two
go.
Two words.
You're the way when my feet can't find it. You're the truth when my head is lying.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I think it sounds like somebody I know, but I'm not sure. I've been fooled before. I think it could be a new artist that just sounds like another artist. Mm-hmm. I like where it's going. I like the tempo of it. I like upbeat stuff more than dirgy stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's... Yeah, I like it.
But what if that goes into like, and
I'm out. Then I'll be out. I will be 1,000,000,000% out. Gavin.
Yeah, I think that it intrigued me just enough that it didn't show me too much, but maybe in a good way that I want to know what else is coming. And I'm like with you where I'm like, I want it to go much bigger.
I know.
And if it gives us, if it fools us, then we're going to have
Betty
to be out.
But Betty knows them, so she might have just forecasted that it's going brrr. So I don't know. What are you in or out, Rock?
I'm out.
Oh, really?
I'm surprised. A bit bored.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see where it goes. And here is the hook for My Light.
You will be my light. My light. My light. You will be my light. My light. My light. You will be my light when the sun don't shine.
Okay, yeah. I see it. I see it. I see where it went there. And you're right. It did just go to a different place. I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, you're out?
Yeah, I'm out on that one for sure. My light. Okay. I have a feeling it's one that might grow on me. Uh-huh. I could see that being an earworm for people where it just gets stuck in your head. For me personally, I'm out. Gavin?
Yeah, I feel like I just didn't want to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I just heard my light. It just felt too repetitive.
Like it could be a TikTok 10-second clip. Petty Rock?
I'm in.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, you switched.
You were bopping your head over there.
Yeah, I like it.
You did. Okay.
It's different.
Is it a vibe?
Yes.
Okay,
it
good.
It is. It's a bop.
Amen.
That's important. Okay, so there you go. Gavin and our opinions switched and went to the negative. Betty Rock switched and went to the positive. And so that's how we do it. That is song number one. So we have one more song to go, and we'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show. Song number two is called what, Lady Rock?
Yeshua.
Yeshua. Okay.
As in another name for the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very super, like, holy, like...
Biblical
Hebrew, maybe, name.
And that's great, because we work for a Christian radio station.
It's true.
So
sometimes it feels like when people use this, they're trying too hard to me personally, but we'll see how it goes, all right?
You are my hope, my strength, my love, my trust. Lord, you know I want you.
Oh, I was out until that last little, I want you.
Like, oh, really?
I think I was out. Like, I like the, what it's saying, the affirmation of it. And I think it's one of those things that will connect with people. And I was like, I want you. Oh, hey, I'm in. So I was out, but then I was found. I was lost and I was found. I'm in. Gavin.
Yeah, the end of that was kind of Coldplay-y.
Don't. That's what Wally
like
says
Coldplay.
Every time.
Like
if
Coldplay.
There is a song that has any kind of piano in it or a whisper of a male voice, he's like, oh, that sounds a little Coldplay.
It did feel a little Coldplay. Betty Rock, are you in or out?
Oh, I'm in.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm eager to hear the rest of it.
Interesting. All three of us in, so now it can only go down from here. Let's see. Here is the hook for Yeshua. Oh, in parentheses, friend of sinners. That's very biblical.
Yeshua, you are a friend of sinners. Your mercy is a cleansing river. Wash it over me forever. I am yours. You are mine. Yeshua, the one that we call Jesus. Who knows our every thought and weakness. The kindness of your heart is healed.
All right, here we go. There is the hook. Let's start with you, Lady Rock. Are you still in with Yeshua?
Because I love how he uses Yeshua, but then yes, you are.
Yeah.
Do you see what he did there?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm all in.
I do like a turn of phrase like that, and I liked his rhyme with friend of sinners. Like, that was good, too.
I love it.
Because I know who this is now, I was absolutely right on the trying too hard or being, like, super religious.
Oh.
Like, being, like, over the top.
No!
Yes, I know, yes.
You cannot judge people for their relationship with the Lord, Wally. You can't do that.
But I'm saying,
you can't
like,
use that against them.
I know this guy is like super like this, and so it makes sense that this is the song he would write. I'm not saying bad.
Okay.
I'm just saying it makes sense now.
So
but
are you out?
No, I'm in.
No, I'm in.
Well,
that
you
to
made
say.
It sound like you were going
out.
Oh, did I? Sorry.
Yes.
No, I do like it. I actually really liked the hook, and I liked where it went, and stuff. But I still. I know this guy. Yeah. That's him. Yeah,
he's the
guy.
You don't have to say
he's
that.
The guy that's gonna use Yeshua in
Stop.
A sentence where no one else
Gavin,
would.
Are you
Gavin,
in or out?
Yeah, because like I wouldn't think that Yeshua is a word you could make into a good song.
Yeah.
And he did. I give him props for that.
It.
All right. Okay. Well, everybody in on that still. So hey, it doesn't matter what we think. You get to decide which song do you want to hear more of right now. Do you want to hear more of song number one, My Light?
You will be my light. My light. My life.
Or song number two, Yeshua.
Yeshua, you are a friend of sinners. Your mercy is a cleansing river. Wash it over me forever.
You get to make the call right now, 855-33-WAY-FM. Majority rules, so you could be the person that pushes it over the top and decides which one of these two songs gets played in its entirety and maybe makes it into the rotation here at WAY-FM. So, all right, 855-33-WAY-FM.
You will be my light. My light. You will be my light. Yeshua, you are a friend of sinners. Your mercy is a cleansing river. Wash it over me forever.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jane, you are the final decision here. You've heard the hooks of the two songs up for consideration on Snap Judgment, which we had song number one, My Light, and song number two, Yeshua. Which of those two songs would you like to hear more of on Way FM?
Yeshua.
Yes, you are. Okay, so...
The second song. Do you know who that one was sung by?
No, I couldn't place the name with the voice, but I know it.
It's Mike Donaghy of 10th Avenue North. So 10th Avenue North, they disbanded, but now Mike Donaghy is doing his own thing.
All right.
Yeah.
The song you passed on was by who, Lady Rock?
Colton Dixon with My Light.
Yeah, even that one, the couple times I heard it, the hooks, you know, when we would play it, it grew on me as well. So, all right, you have made the call, Jane, and we are going to do it. This is the winner of Snap Judgment today. It's Yeshua by Mike Donaghy on Way FM.
All right.
Who is this God who dares to call my name? Looks in my heart and doesn't look away.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.